Hello, we're ready.
Okay. Are you logged into your back office?
Yes.
Have you been to your back office lately?
Yes.
So you guys, after you got your credentials, you've been in there looking around?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's go take a look at it. I updated it last night in anticipation So at the top, what we want to do is next to the verbiage that says my back office, there's an area there that says selfie waiting on picture from participant.
Uh-huh.
What we talked about doing after the workshop was you guys taking, maybe you and Rebecca taking your goal tracker, putting it on your refrigerator, and then you and her kind of stand beside it at an angle and snap a selfie. And so if you can do that and get that text to me, I can put that goes into your back office there.
Okay.
And to the right, let's take a little tour a little bit and get an idea of what's what in the back office before we go right into your credit report. So if you see under links that matter there, have you gone through and reviewed everything there? Or do you need me to give you a tour of those links?
I've looked at them.
Okay. So I'll give you the short summary. The consultation expectations basically is trying to set the groundwork for how our consultations are supposed to move forward. And the bottom line is I don't really call you. I don't really chase you, so to speak. This is your journey. This is your plan. This is your opportunity. And I'm here to help you when you're ready for that. But I don't know when you would be ready, so the only way I would know is when you contact me, like you did last week, okay?
Okay.
So you drive the pace, you drive it, and there'll never be a time where you would could ever say, hey, why didn't you call me? Unless we scheduled something where I'm supposed to call you, other than that, obviously. But, I mean, if a month goes by, we don't have anything scheduled, I've got quite a few families that I'm working with, and so, I respond to you when you contact me, and that's basically the bottom line there. And as long as you understand and can see the benefit of how that would work, which you do, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. The budget link there, we're going to talk about that a little later down at the very bottom. We're going to let you go and do some work on that, and the next consultation we'll focus on that. And then trade line management links, same thing as we go down through. There are some other links there, like Lexington Law. I'm going to request or suggest that you contact them to remove collections. They're the best way to do that. And that link there has all the information on what to say and how to do it. And if you have questions while you're going through it, contact me. But it should be very thorough there, and all the information should be on that page. The lender list, that is primarily there so that when you get near the end of the program and you're about to graduate, that is explaining exactly what you need to gather as we prepare for graduation from the program. Same for the online course. You'll, at some point near the end, as you're getting nearing the point of graduation, there's an online course you're going to go take, and that talks about that. As well as that FHMCC program, it's something we'll talk about now. So those three links there are later in the program. The PDML is Personal Development Media Library, and that is the password. And what I like to do, and I'll go ahead and tell you now, that one of the things I would like for you and Rebecca to do is go find someone, one of the authors that are in the back office there. If you don't mind clicking on that for a moment, have you guys clicked into this yet?
Yeah, you told me about that while we did the first consultation.
Oh, okay. And were you able to pick one of these authors and review any content or information?
No.
Okay.
I didn't do that yet.
Okay. So between now and maybe the next one, let me encourage, you don't have to do this, obviously, it's just a suggestion. Maybe pick Les Brown or Jim Rohn, pick one of those guys and go look at one of their topics and dive in until you find something that inspires you or potentially motivates you or something that is a topic that may be helpful and impact your everyday life. And these are just some of the topics. And as you kind of peruse and get familiar with what I call these kind of like the out-the-door topics, and authors. There are a lot more authors that we can put up into your back office. Just haven't done it yet. As we get through the consultations, if you have areas in your life you'd like to for us to provide a connection over to of authors on that topic, you just communicate that to me, and we'll go and look at our database, and then we can put them in your back office for you, okay?
Okay.
So back on the main page of the back office, below the Personal Development Media Library, the next session there is, of course, your credit reports are going to be posted there, which you can look into and see exactly what's on the reports and what's showing for all three of you. Your program documentation is below that, and that's everything you executed. So if you ever have any question about, you know, I thought the program worked this way, or I thought of this, or, you know, if there's any question on anything, everything is listed right there, so you can go right there and review what you executed and signed when you first enrolled. And then if that doesn't answer your questions, then you can contact me, and I can, of course, help. And then any supporting documentation as we get through the consultations would be there on the bottom right. Sometimes you have issues that we have to explain through what we call a letter of explanation, where you would send an email, and we put that in a letter format and post it there to possibly get over to a lender or to document for future reference. So, and then the personal budget, this would be where we would link your personal budget to, so that as your budget evolves and changes, then we can put each budget that you do through the consultation. So, you know, not every consultation, but, you know, every third or fourth one, we do a new budget, we'll post it there so we can look back and say, okay, I can see how my spending habits changed from what it was to what it is now. Okay?
Okay.
So back to the left, underneath my back office, credit profile summary, Samantha. There's your credit scores. You see your mid. What is the score number that all three need to be in order to graduate? Do you remember? And it would be in the advising program benefits and also housing disclosure documents.
I thought it was like about 650.
Close, 640.
640.
Yeah, so if all three scores are over 640, then that particular eligibility requirement is met, okay?
Okay.
So what we see to the right is a summary, and these are quick things that we notice right off the bat. You got five collections that look like they're medical-related, and
uh-huh.
So we need to deal with them, and one of the things we suggest in the action plan below there is to have retain Lexington Law to remove those collections. And so below that is student loans and then your late payments. So that's just a quick bullet list, and then we go a little bit more in detail with that under items reporting.
Uh-huh.
And so Department of Education, your student loans, tell me what's going on there.
I was looking into purchasing a mobile home at one time, and somebody told me or advised me to consolidate all of those student loans. So the Department of Education, that 487, the payment is actually to them like $98 a month. And
okay.
I have it on forbearance until June the 1st, until I can start as soon as my paychecks get me above water.
Okay.
On my own.
So that's June 1st of 2016, you're in forbearance until that point?
Yes, for right now.
And then and the $98 a month thereafter?
Yes, I believe that is what they said. There's two of them. I asked why they didn't all consolidate into one, and he said sometimes they won't, and this is what happened. So there's two of them, and I believe he said that the payment for both of them is $98 a month.
Okay. All right, so that's fine. So you're going to need to factor that into your budget when you do your budget, even though you don't have that next month. Because it's not quite June yet, I'd still put it in your budget as if it was there because, you know, it's coming. What is
right.
Do you know the total amount of your student loans owed?
No, I do not.
Okay. So we need to identify the amount of student loans so we know that debt so we can do a plan to address it. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put that as number 4 on the action plan.
Does Lexington Mall charge?
Yes, they do. They charge, depending on how many collections and how many issues you have, they have plans as low as $24 a month up to $100 a month. So when you go to call them and do your free consultation with them, you can discuss which plan will, because really all you got to do is get those five collections off.
What, when they pull my credit, and are they going to pull the credit to look at it?
Yes.
Is that going to hurt me?
No.
Okay.
Well, perspective, okay? If they get your five collections off and you have a soft credit pull, the comparison is like 10 to 1. Yeah, you might have a slight impact on your credit because of a credit pull, but 10 to 1 means you got 10 times more greater increase in your score because you removed those negative collections.
Right.
One negative item that continues to be report on your credit is bringing your credit down instead of bringing it up. Once it's removed and you start engaging in positive activity and you have no negative, then your score jumps like 30, 40 points every 4 to 6 weeks. And
wow.
So it's critical that we get those collections off. Now, obviously, your budget's your budget, so you got to do your budget first before you sign up for Lexington. Right now, it's a suggested action strategy, action plan, you know. But until you do your budget, you really don't know if you can sign up for it right away or if you have to wait and save some money. So that's what we're going to look at when we get to your budget, okay?
Okay.
So for now, let's continue back down on the items reporting. So let's see here. You got a Kia Motors, a car payment of $496 a month. Is that right?
Yes.
So that's 1 year old. So how many more years do you have on that? Four?
I've just paid on it for a year.
Mm-hmm. So you got four more years?
I don't remember how long it's financed for. That's very tacky. I don't remember how many years it's financed for.
What do you mean that's tacky?
That I don't know how many years I financed my car for.
Oh, okay. I thought she was meant me. I'm like, what did I do?
No. Not at all.
Okay, so identify for the next consultation the total amount owed and length of time associated to debt. Okay?
Okay.
And you're going to want to do this on all debts. Okay?
Okay.
Because you have some other ones there, obviously. And then Merrick Bank credit limit is 800, balance is 800. Capital One, 750, 772. Credit limit, Vistar, credit union is 500, 462. So you see in red, you need to pay down those three.
Yeah, Vistar isn't up that high anymore. I've been working on that one.
Okay. So that's just what it was when the credit was pulled back on the 15th. So.
Right.
We have a rule. If you go down below there, it says action plan, get balances down, implement the 25-50 utilization rule.
What's that mean?
That means that 25% and 50% is two numbers you got to remember when it comes to your limit. So, for example, on a $100 limit, so if you had a credit card that you could spend up to $100, you would never want to exceed 50% ever. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, again, what I'm coaching you on is to get maximum return on your credit spending activity to give you maximum results in your scores, okay?
Okay.
So never exceed 50% and never pay down below zero. Never pay it down to zero. You want to average about 25%. So, for example, if you had a $100 credit card, you might spend $45 and then pay it down to $22.
Okay.
Okay, next month you spend it up and you spend $42 and then you pay it down to $26. Next month you spend $45 and you pay it down to $24. So never exceed 50, but you got to spend up to around that, just underneath that mark. And then you got to pay it down to and carry a small balance every month. Do you understand?
Yes.
That activity on three, you have three, Merit, Capital One, and Vistar, right? And then it looks like you also have Community Bank. Let's see, is that a credit card revolving or is that a loan?
No, that's the Vistar is a revolving loan. It's a savior for your checking account.
So the Vistar Credit Union or the Community Bank?
The Vistar. The Community Bank is a credit card with a it's revolving, but the credit limit on it is $1,750.
Okay, so let me know this. So the women with CC, what is that? Community Bank.
Women Within. It's women's clothes.
Ah, all right. So that is revolving credit card.
Yes.
And you said the Vistar Credit Union.
Yes.
Is.
A loan.
It's a loan.
Yeah, it's a line of credit.
Okay, and so. And Capital One we know is a revolving. I don't know why it's not showing that there, so I'm updating that. Okay, so.
No, Capital One is a credit card.
Yeah, it's a revolving credit card.
Okay.
Meaning it goes up and down.
Okay.
So basically, you understand what we're referencing when we're saying the 25-50 rule.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. See, Merrick Bank, is that that's a revolving, too?
Yes.
Let's see.
Just a credit card.
Just a regular credit card.
And is that card still maxed out?
I do not know. If it is or not. I pay on it, and I don't spend anything on it, so probably not.
Okay. Well, obviously, if you're over 50% of your available credit limit, what's happening is your scores are going down every 4 to 6 weeks. So that's one of the primary things. That's over 30% of your score indicators coming from your utilization.
Okay.
And so if you exceed that 50% and carry high balances, if you ever hit your limit or go over, your scores will plummet. And so you just keep that in mind. You know, try to stick to that 25-50 utilization rule. Okay. Obviously, under the action plan, there number two, never go over the limit and/or be late on your payments if you can. That also kills your scores. And once you have a late payment that's reporting, then you got to go to Lexington to have them pay them to remove it. Because okay. If you ever want to be a homeowner, you can't have any late payments in the last 24 to 36 months. Now, if you have them, if you do have it because of a mistake or something, okay, then you got to pay to get it removed or wait 36 months. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that is what it is. So if it takes longer, it's you know, this is driven by your ability to execute a plan against your budget. Sometimes your budget won't allow you to do what you got to do, and life throws you adversity. And believe me, I get that. I talk to lots and lots of families that, you know, are trying to implement the action plan, and it just takes longer if you can't. That's all.
Okay.
All right. And so if you'll hit refresh on your screen, you should see some of the notes I just made there.
Yes.
Okay. And so now there's five steps in the action plan. All right, let's move down to Rebecca. See her scores there. She's got more collections, two charge-offs. What's Seventh Avenue?
It's a catalog. It's a catalog. Like Finger Hut.
Okay. So similar to Finger Hut, or it is Finger Hut?
No, it's similar to.
Okay, so what's the deal on that? Is that something critical that you guys have to have?
No, absolutely not. We've got to get that paid off.
Okay. All right. So we need to address that, and let's see, we got Merrick Bank, which is, we know, is a...
Those two are the same codes that are on mine.
Correct. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to say, we often refer people to look at adding authorized users to accounts that are in good standing. But what happens is if you add it to a negative trade line that is reporting negatively, it does negatively impact both parties, the authorized user and the primary. So just keep that in mind because all activity is going to affect both of yours, obviously. And so same basic action plan there, but it looks like on hers, she only has those two.
Right.
And then the collections and charge-offs that are reporting, and then we got to deal with that Seventh Avenue. Okay, and then Diane is there. You can see hers, and she can just log on to see hers. I mean, she's not trying to get the mortgage. She already has a mortgage, so hers is what it is. You can see from her scores, if she got her collections off, then
she'd be better.
Yeah, she would be, her scores, she could qualify for the program. Because she only has that 1603 experience. There's collections removed, and as long as she has some credit cards over the limit, so if she could brought those down and implemented the 2550 rule, I mean, she'd be right on up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, any questions on the credit plan there?
No, not at all.
You can hit refresh to see the changes I made there. All right, so let's scroll down to the budgeting and GFC summary and take a look at that. So the first thing we need to do is do a budget. Obviously, on the top right of the site, Links That Matter, there's a link there that says the budget. Can you click on that for me?
What is GFC?
GFC is your good faith commitment. That is... the payments that you made, the first one of 500, and each one collectively. And if you need a refresher course on that, go over there to the right, and there it says Program Documentation, GFC Program Benefits, what you executed. You can click on that and review that as a refresher of how the money works and how the GFC Savings Program works. Okay?
Okay.
For now, what I want you to do is I want to give you some marching orders for our next consultation next week.
Okay.
So go to the budget link. Click on that. Now, obviously, between now and then, read this page to grab the concepts off the page, and then go to the very bottom there. It says Links That Matter Budgeting.
Uh-huh.
You see Differential Worksheet?
Okay.
Click on that.
Okay.
And this will be the worksheet from which you will print, and you and Rebecca will go and lay out your budget.
Okay.
Everything is self-explanatory there. And in essence, this will help you identify your expenditures. And then what we're going to do is calculate, if you go to page 5, the differential is to look at, okay, now you got a really good handle on what your expenditures are, and this is your total income, and what is the differential between your income and your expenditures. Hopefully it's positive, but if it's negative, then you're in trouble, you know, and that's where we're identifying the reality that if you are in trouble because your differential is negative, that means you're robbing Peter to pay Paul, or you're juggling, or whatever it is, then we need to try to focus on that first. If it's positive, then we will continue to scrutinize your expenditures, shrink and compress those down, and get rid of any expenditures that we that you can live without.
Right.
And in essence, to maximize your differential, and the reason we need to do that is because your differential is the basis of where and how we create your savings plan. Okay?
Okay.
So within a week, we need to have this produced and ready to go over in great detail with me in your next consultation. Okay?
Okay.
Can you commit to getting that done, you know, let's say plan on by next Sunday?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
I've already been working on that. I'm going through my bills and seeing what I can cut down or whatever, and I've cut my cell phone bill down a lot, and I went to my auto insurance. I don't think I can do anything more with that. I think that those are the two main ones that I can adjust.
Okay.
So I got my cell phone bill down over $40 a month, which is really good.
Okay, well, I'm not really prepared to go into that with you in great detail until we dedicate a session for that. So right now what I want you to do is have everything ready so that when we dedicate that time next week to go through that, we can line item everything and go through everything. And that's good that you're getting ahead of it and squeezing it, because that's all I was going to do, is help you, try to encourage you to squeeze things and get your expenditures down so that that is way below your income, so we can have that differential. Okay?
Okay.
So the action plan for the budgeting and GFC summary will be download and complete the differential worksheet. Let's see, next week is the 2nd. All right, and then be prepared to go through the entire expenditure list. Looking to do a clear full analysis. Okay, hit refresh and you see the action plan now is there, that we agree that this is what you're going to do, okay?
Where's that going to be? On the first screen?
Underneath budgeting and GFC summary.
Now,
I put in the action plan based on what we just discussed. And number one, you're going to download and complete the differential worksheet and have it completed and ready for us to do a consultation on by April 2nd, which is 1 week. Okay? And we're going to do a full analysis together. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what will happen is, see, at the very bottom there says consultation history. So this consultation will be converted into a written summary, and there will be a consultation audio listed right there.
Okay.
Okay, and then today's date, obviously. So by the time, I would say about dinner time this evening, or maybe after dinner, you know, before the end of the day, or before I go to bed, the summary and audio, that, because all the calls are recorded. So that way you and I always have an opportunity to come back and say, okay, what was actually said? So that way, sometimes people hear what they think they hear, but not what was really said. And so this gives you an opportunity to reference each consultation by date, and also a written summary that I'll write, basically summarizing the call, you know, the consultation, okay?
Okay.
Most of it is already pre-written there on the screen.
Right.
And updated as we go through it, but I'll do a quick summary and put it there, and it'll go along with your audio. That's how we track each consultation, okay?
Okay.
All right, any questions?
No.
Okay, and so final action plan for today, I need this up top right, I need a selfie of you guys. Okay, so selfie's number one. Number two, you're going to pick a personal development author from the library and listen to or read one session. It could be anything in the list there. Now, if nothing there is of interest, then you can go online. And if you find an author that has a topic that has to do with improving your situation, then you can tell them who that is and where you found it and what it was. And the idea is, every chance we can, look at me as a sounding board for ideas on how to improve certain aspects of your life. For example, how you approach and how you look at and have perspective on things like money, credit, debt, but also setting goals, starting a business. You know, those are all things that we can collaborate on a little bit more or a lot. It really depends on you guys. Does that make sense?
Yes. Quick question. What did you want us to be holding with the selfie?
The goal tracker from the workshop. Remember that one page that has all the goals, your goals of being a homeowner?
Okay.
If you don't have that anymore, you can go back up to the top where it says homeownership. You can click on that link and then go from the homeownership link, click on at the very bottom there, discover the benefits of homeownership, and there's a whole page on all those benefits. And so you can print those pages off and use those if you don't have your goal tracker.
Okay.
Okay. And the idea here is you got to know what you're shooting for. And
right.
So I like to put it right there with a picture of you two. So every time I go in with you to do your consultation, I'm looking at the two of you with your goals. Now, what some people do, they actually take the sections on the benefits of homeownership, and they actually write out like sticky notes and put it on a wall.
Right.
Or they put them on a wall, and then they write some on the refrigerator, and then they put some on the front door. Now, if you can do that, that would be a little bit more complicated. It'd take a little bit more time, but probably more effective. You follow what I'm saying?
Right.
In fact, I have a picture. You know what? I'll put up a picture of one, of an example. Let me put it in your back office right now.
Okay.
Give me one second. I'll take this down once you put, and we'll put yours up once you get yours done. But just to give you an example, where are you gonna put that? By the time we hang up, if you just refresh it, unless you don't mind waiting, I got to go find where I put it. But I have a perfect example that would go there. I didn't think about putting that there, so I'm going to go find it and put it up there. But that's what I'm looking for. And so, okay. Now obviously the picture I'm putting up, like one of them has a girl putting the post-its on the wall, one standing in front of them. So maybe I'll put a couple of them there in like a little slideshow so you can see the examples. And so the idea there is, goal setters who are going after their goals know what they are. They define them and they make them visible in their life so that everyone around them, including themselves, know what they're shooting for and every day are going to take activity and action steps towards those goals. Does that make sense?
Yes.
If you don't see your goals, then you're more likely, in fact, like over 80% likely not to even come close to your goals. You're 82% more likely to hit them if you see them. And so there's strong numbers and evidence supporting the fact that if you identify exactly what you want in your life, right now we're specifically referencing becoming homeowners and what it means to you in lifestyle change, and what all of those things boil out to in a list of things, and you see, that's what I want, we're going to go for it, then when we have adversity and the work gets hard and you got to, you're going to stretch your budget and you're going to get rid of some things, some spending habits, But you know why you're doing it, and you know why it's worth it, and because we're properly motivating you with your goals. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So I'll get some pictures and put a little slideshow there for you, and I'll text you when you can go back to take a look at that, okay?
Okay.
So, okay, any questions?
No.
Okay, well, I look forward to speaking with you guys next week. If you have any questions during the week, of course, just shoot me a quick text.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.